It's coming up towards 9 o'clock. James Carlton joins us now. James, what's happening?
Well, Fran, you're talking about the Academy Awards. What about Emad Bernat's documentary? He's nominated for Best Documentary. He's a Palestinian director of the movie Five Broken Cameras. He co-directed this documentary with an Israeli, Guy Davidi. It's the first Palestinian documentary ever nominated for an Oscar. It's the result of his coverage of Palestinian protesters in a small village in the West Bank, and the protests frequently become physical altercations with the Israeli soldiers. Well, here's some news I can give you. He's been detained at US Immigration, Los Angeles Airport, as he landed to attend the Oscars. This is going crazy on Twitter. Michael Moore broke the news to his 1.5 million followers.
Why has he been arrested?
Well, Emad Bernat said in a statement that on my way from Turkey to Los Angeles, my family and I were held at immigration for about an hour and questioned about the purpose of my visit. Immigration officials asked for proof that I was nominated for an Academy Award, and they told me that if I couldn't prove the reason for my visit, obviously he couldn't access Google, my wife Soraya, my son Jibril, and I would be sent back to Turkey the same day. He says, although this was an unpleasant experience, it's a daily occurrence for Palestinians every single day. Throughout the West Bank, there are more than 500 Israeli checkpoints, roadblocks, and other barriers, and not one a single one of us has been spared the experience that my family and I experienced yesterday. Ours was only a very minor example of what people face every day. Of course, he is since been let in, and he will be at the Oscars. We'll see if he wins. I'm sure it would be some comfort to him if he does. Maybe he could flash the Oscar on the way out past the immigration officials. Fran, further to your discussion earlier this hour with the Sea Shepherd Captain Paul Watson, the Environment Minister Tony Burke this morning on ABC 24, he's rejecting calls to send a customs vessel to the Southern Ocean to monitor the Japanese whale hunt. Let's have a listen.
We do not believe it's the right thing to actually assert the territorial claim down in those waters. People need to be very careful to make sure that we don't take action which actually undermines conservation in the Antarctic. We are a government. We need to solve this and settle this in the courts, not in a car park.
Environment Minister Tony Burke speaking on ABC Breakfast TV this morning, and even Paul Watson said to us earlier that it's too late for this year anyway for the customs vessel to be sent. But Bob Brown, as President of Sea Shepherd Australia, is urging the Australian government to do this in the future, as is the opposition.